Again, welcome to each one. My objective in these meetings on Saturday night is to present to all of us a summary of the great truths of God in the Bible.
就是我们今天这个会呢，一直以来的这个安排都是努力的，想要给我们一个总结，看看圣经在讲什么。
I find myself continually asking the question, what is the Bible all about?
我一直也在问自己一个问题，圣经在讲什么道理？
And tonight I want us to cover just four themes. Number one, the Bible is all about the folly of sin. It's very foolish sin.
那今晚呢，我想讲四个方面。那第一呢，就是圣经一直反复在讲 罪的愚蠢，罪的麻烦。
Number two, what about the opposite? And I want to consider the wisdom of righteousness.
那第二呢，就看罪的对立面，也就是义，公义的智慧。
Number three, I want to consider the wonder of repentance.
第三呢，我们来看悔改所带来的奇妙。
And the fourth thing is, I want us to consider the certainty of judgment.
第四呢，我们来看，审判的必然啊，审判一定会来。
God is in heaven, and he longs for us to understand him and to follow him. And so he's given us this wonderful book, and those are four themes that we find in the book.
神是在天上，他非常想让我们明白他，所以他在这本书里呢，就给了我们这样我们刚才总结的这四个主题，要启示给我们。So
the first point then is, the Bible is all about explaining to us the foolishness or the folly of sin.
那第一呢，就是圣经反复讲到，罪的愚蠢。
God has told us that there are many things that are wrong. He says, don't do this, don't do that. And many times we say, well, why? Why would we not do that?
神经常在圣经里说，不要做这个，不要做那个。我们在我们的悖逆里呢，我会想，为什么我不能做？
And so on page after page after page in the Bible, we see the explanations of the foolishness of sin. One example after another, one statement of the principle, one after another. But the theme goes on and on. Sin is so very, very foolish.
所以圣经一页一页的，一个主题一个主题的，一段一段的，都是在讲。 为什么这个罪如此的愚蠢呢？为什么这些事是会带来后果的？
As we've considered often before, it starts with an explanation of the foolishness of a conversation between Adam and Eve and God and a talking snake.
那圣经最初的时候开始的这四个人物呢？ 就是亚当夏娃，还有一个神，还有一条蛇。
And if you were walking down the street one day, and you were with your friend, and you saw God, and you saw a talking snake, who would you believe, God or the talking snake?
假设你把它放在你自己身上，你和你的一个朋友今天走在街上，你看见了神，还看见一条会说话的蛇，你觉得你会相信谁呢？ 相信神还是会说话的蛇呢？
And the answer is it would be so foolish to believe a talking snake when you could actually talk to the God who made you and you could believe him.
所以这第一个选择就显得很愚蠢，你居然会去选一个会说话的蛇，而不是造你的爱你的神，所以这个就知道罪的愚蠢了。
Everything we know about God is that he is truthful.
我们知道神呢，就是因为他是非常信实的。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth.
耶稣说他是道路、真理和生命。耶稣是 真理。
And the Bible also says that God cannot lie. It doesn't, isn't just that he doesn't lie. The Bible says he can't lie.
那圣经又说呢，神不能撒谎啊，不是说他不做不到，就他的本性就是不可以。
On the other hand, the devil is a liar. Jesus said of him, he was a liar from the beginning, and Jesus said that he was the father of lies.
那相反呢，魔鬼却是一个撒谎者。那圣经说呢，他是从起初就是撒谎的，他是撒谎者的父。
Who would you believe?
那你会相信谁呢？
Well, it certainly would be foolish to believe someone who is declared to be and proven to be and shown to be always a liar. You wouldn't believe the devil.
这就很明显了，你去相信一个被证明的、以显明的是一个撒谎的魔鬼，而不去相信信实的神，这是不是很愚蠢呢？
And so the Bible is written in order to show to us the folly of sin, how foolish it is to sin against the God of truth and wisdom.
对，这就是圣经告诉我们，你去向诚实的智慧的神犯罪，这是多么愚蠢的事。
And so you ask yourself the question, how many stories are there in the Bible?
你问自己一个问题，圣经里有多少的故事呢？
And the answer is, there are probably thousands. We don't remember them all, but every page you turn to has a different story or many different stories tied into a central story.
那几成百上千个啊，我们没有办法去数出来。但是这些故事呢，它都彼此连接啊，是形成一个更大的主题。
Is there a common theme in those stories?
那这些故事里面有没有共同的主线呢？
And the answer is yes. What is the common theme?
答案是是的。那这个主线是什么呢？
The common theme is the foolishness of sin. Be terribly foolish to live like those people in the Bible who sin, and we don't find that their sin leads to prosperity. We find that their sin leads to confusion and ultimate loss.
主题之一就是罪是很愚蠢的，是各种的故事都让我们看见犯罪的人到最后他得到的结果不是繁荣，而是巨大的损失。
And the book of Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death. There's no prosperity in sin. The wages of sin is death.
罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死啊，所以罪是带来死的，而不是带来繁荣的。
So I'm not sure which story it goes through your mind, but you'll just see it repeated over and over. There was a man by the name of Pharaoh in the Bible.
我不知道你想到这些的时候想到的是圣经的哪一个故事。在我这呢，我想到的就是有一个在圣经里一直提到的人呢，叫法老。
He resisted God over and over. Didn't matter what God did to him, he said no.
他一遍一遍的拒绝神啊，无论神对他做什么样的举动，他总是对神说不。
And he becomes a great example of the folly of saying no to the God of heaven.
然后他就成了一个非常好的例子啊，来让我们看见向神的爱说不啊，是多么愚蠢。
We don't see the end of all men in the Bible, but we see the end of enough of them to convince us that sin is very, very foolish.
那我们在圣经里不能看见所有人最后的结局，但是我们有足够的例子来证明呢，那罪的愚蠢呢，是显明的在圣经的故事当中。
And then on top of that, we have the evidence of our own life. And we can look back in our lives and we can say we did something we knew we shouldn't do. And we see the consequences of that pretty bad.
那同样的，我们在自己的生命里也可以做同样的见证。我回头看，会说，哦，这就是我做的这个决定所带来的后果。这是非常愚蠢的，这个罪的后果我能够看见。
So I ask myself the question, why is that particular truth emphasized and re-emphasized and emphasized again? Why is it repeated so often?
那我一遍一遍问自己啊，为什么这个主题会在那罪是愚蠢的这个主题会一遍一遍在圣经里被强调啊，被提起重提？
And the answer is because we are prone to forget, and many times we want to believe that sin will be better than doing what is right.
那我们就是天生啊会容易忘记的啊，而且我们也不是太愿意去接受原来罪是不好的啊，那圣洁是会更好的啊，这个呢我们不是骨子里不是特别愿意接受的。
But there is another theme that's going through all the Bible. We read about it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And that theme is the opposite, the wisdom of righteousness.
另外一个主题啊，这是第一个主题，刚才罪是很愚蠢的。第二个主题呢，从圣经的从前到后呢，就是对立面啊，圣洁是有非常有智慧的。
Disobedience, sin leads to distress and destruction, but righteousness, doing what is right, leads to blessing.
那罪呢会带来破坏啊，带来沮丧，但是呢，圣洁却会带来祝福。
And so the fact is that there are just many, many stories, many, many statements of the principle, many promises in the Bible that say righteousness, doing what is right, will be blessed.
对，圣经有很多原则，很多经文来证明呢，告诉我们啊，你啊，按照神的意啊去生活，这圣洁会带给你祝福的。
We get excited about the truth in Psalm number 1 that says of the man who does righteousness, whatever he does will prosper.
那我们也知道诗篇的第一篇在第三节说呢，这个人如果按时结果子，他所做的一切尽都顺利，只要他按神的话做就会尽都顺利啊。诗篇第一篇第三节。
You get a parallel truth in Psalm 23, where David says my brain has died. I better just read the last verse to you, Psalm 23 and verse 6. And just give me this half moment. To look it up, I apologize.
这是在引用诗篇的23篇，我们再来看诗篇的23篇的最后一节，第六节，大卫的一首诗。
It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。诗篇23。
And then there are many, many examples in the Bible of people who did obey God and were blessed abundantly.
圣经里反反复复也有这个例子，就是神的孩子顺服神，最后呢却得着极大祝福。
There's the story of Abraham.
比方说亚伯拉罕的故事。
He believed God. God led him all the days of his life. 175 years.
那他顺服神，神在他的100多年里，170多年的生命里呢，一直的祝福他，照顾他。
God promised him a good life, and then he promised him an outstanding posterity.
神应许他好的生命，神应许他非常突出的繁华繁荣啊，他的家庭。
And those promises came 4,000 years ago, and today his posterity is one of the greatest families and countries in the world.
这个应许是4000年前给他的，直到今天，你看亚伯拉罕的后裔 还是地上很蒙福的一个民族。
Probably 20 million of his children living in the world today, and many of them absolutely outstanding people.
那差不多他的后裔今天有2000万人住在地上，许许多多的他的后裔呢都是非常优秀突出的人。
The wisdom of doing what is right.
所以我们要有智慧啊来做对的事。
Joshua was that kind of a man. He was just an ordinary, young man when he was working with Moses.
约书亚呢有这样的智慧。他还是个年轻人啊当他跟摩西一同工作的时候。
He went into the promised land along with the 11 other spies to find out where and how they might conquer the land.
那他呢和其他十一个探子啊来去进到迦南地啊来刺探一下他们要去征服的这块地到底是怎样。
10 of those spies said we never could conquer the land, but Caleb along with Joshua agreed with Moses and they said, yes, we can go in, the Lord will bless us.
那十个探子都说我们不能进去那地方人太高大但是呢约书亚和加勒却同意摩西所说的啊，说我们可以进去，神会祝福我们。
The 10 other spies who said no died very, very shortly after that.
其他的十个探子说不可能，我们不能去，去了会很快就死了。
And the millions of the people who believed the 10 died over the next 38 years.
那其他的民族里其他的人呢，凡相信这个。十个探子的人都在之后的38年里都死了。
Caleb and Joshua went into the land that they had seen and they prospered. It was a wonderful thing. Many blessings flow from righteousness.
加勒和约书亚呢他们进去了借着信心他们看见了极大的祝福和繁荣。
Daniel was a man who believed God and obeyed God.
但以理呢也是一个人他顺服神也相信神。
He was a member of the royal family in the land of Israel.
他是以色列的皇族啊他有皇家的血脉。
And, because of the sin of his, family, the sin of the Israelites in general,The nation was taken into captivity in Babylon.
因着家族的罪啊，因着以色列人悖逆啊，所以整个国家呢就都被掳了，掳到巴比伦去了。
Daniel, with all the promise of royalty in the city of Jerusalem and in the country of Israel, ends up a slave in Babylon.
所以即便是他有皇族的身份呢但是却最终成了在巴比伦的奴仆啊最终全民都在那当奴隶。
But in an amazing way, he just continues to believe God and obey God.
但是呢但以理却继续的顺服神相信神在被掳之地。
And instead of being an advisor to the king in Israel in his mature years, he ends up being the second in command of the entire kingdom of Babylon. Basically, he was ruling the world as second in command there.
所以他从奴隶的身份变成了什么呢？他成了全国仅次于尼布甲尼撒王之下的最有权势的人啊，神把他大大的升高在被掳之地。
And then, of course, the Babylonian people were defeated, and the Medo-Persian Empire came in.
那同时在这之后，巴比伦王被灭之后呢，马代波斯王来了。
And so Daniel ends up being second in command in the Medo-Persian Empire as well.
然后但以理呢也在马代波斯国也成了一人之下万人之上的最有权势的人。
Are there blessings from righteousness?
公义敬虔有没有祝福呢?
Daniel said yes, I was born into the royal family of a little country in Israel, and I became the leader of the world empire for Babylon and the succeeding world empire for the Medo-Persian empire. Nobody else can have a story like that in all of history.
所以但以理虽然生在以色列家，但他最后却因着他的敬虔成了巴比伦王以及马代波斯王之下的最有权势的人这样的一个大的祝福在历史上也是没有看见的。
So what's the Bible all about? Number one, the folly of sin. Number two, the blessings and the wisdom of righteousness.
圣经在讲什么呢？第一，在讲罪的愚蠢；第二呢，在讲因着圣洁而来的敬虔啊，敬虔的生活会带给我们的祝福。
Number three is the wonder of repentance.
那第三呢，就是悔改的奇妙。
What happens to people who followed in their lives the folly of sin and then they realize it's wrong and they say, I would like the blessings of righteousness and they turn in repentance to the Lord.
有些人呢，他最初的自己的罪中醒过来，他说：“我不要在这里，我要转向神呢、啊，我要得着永恒的祝福。”
What happens to them? God blesses them because of their repentance, and He blesses them in a marvelous way.
答案就是神会祝福他，在他们悔改之后，那会大大的用奇妙的、美好的方式祝福他。
The Apostle Paul is a beautiful illustration of that.
那使徒保罗的经历呢，就是一个非常好的例证。
He was opposed to all the things of God to the point where he became a persecutor of the church and he actually imprisoned some Christians and consented to the death, the martyrdom of other Christians.
使徒保罗一开始不相信耶稣所说的一切话然后到一个程度呢他要逼迫基督徒把他们带到死地甚至就抓到监牢甚至带到死地。
Is there any hope for people like that?
那这样的人你觉得有什么盼望吗
?And the answer is yes. God laid hold of him. He trusted the Lord as his savior. And God laid hold of him. And he became the greatest.Of the apostles that we have.
那当然呢神呢在他的悔改之后呢神大大的使用他啊成为我们今天特别有成就的使徒之一。
So we say, how could God be so good? How could he be so forgiving? It's an amazing thing.
那我们会说今天会说神为什么那么好啊他会这么很奇妙的赦免人的罪。
The wonder of repentance, the fact that God would listen to anybody, respond to their prayers, and forgive their sin, and build them a new life, absolutely amazing.
所以神会听人的祷告，赦免人的罪，建立人新的生命，哇，实在是太棒了。
I keep telling you little stories about myself, but I had a busy day today.
我经常跟你们讲我自己的故事啊。我们今天呢，日程安排的比较繁忙，比较满。
And there was a particular thing that I needed that I wasn't able to organize, and so I prayed and I said, Lord, would you please enable me to get that accomplished today?
那但是呢，我有一个很重要的事情今天要完成，所以我就只能祷告，我说主啊。请你给我力量给我能力把这件事在今天能够完成。
I wasn't able to organize it. I couldn't schedule it. I just said, Lord, I would like you please to schedule it so that I can do it today.
我也做不了组织和安排这个事情的这个时间了。所以我只能跟主说你来你来帮助我。
And I had a window this morning of about a half an hour.Very early in the morning, and God arranged that that could be accomplished at that time. Absolutely amazing to me. I said, Lord, you're so good. You sent that provision precisely at the time I needed it.
然后在今天早晨呢， 我们的时间它只有差不多半个小时的空余啊，刚好去够解决那个事情的啊，然后神就让他在那段时间里刚好顺利的把事情解决了。
How good is God?
神有多么好呢？
He's so wonderfully good. He answers prayer. He forgives sinners. He changes lives. He blesses and blesses and blesses.
因为他听祷告啊，他赦免人的罪啊，他不断的祝福祝福祝福，这神是一个良善的神。
How does he do it? He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross.
他怎么做到呢？他就是把他的圣子耶稣基督拆下来啊，死在十字架上。
When he died, he paid the price of the sin, all of the sins of all of us and all the other men and women, boys and girls who've ever lived. He paid the full price. He said, sin is wrong, but I am prepared to pay the full price. If you believe me, then you can be forgiven.
为每一个活过的人，男人、女人、孩子，他们所有的罪都付了代价啊！我每个人说，主啊，求你赦免我的罪。其实只要我愿意接受，神就已经赦免了我的罪。
It's also wonderful. And you read the Bible, you read the stories, you see all the sinfulness of sin of all these people, and you see the wisdom and the blessing of righteousness in other people. And then you see how the wicked turn to God and God takes their life and turns it back upside right. What a beautiful story.
所以你在看圣经，你看见这罪的后果多么愚蠢，你看见神的祝福是多么的大。然后再看这无论多么邪恶的人，只要他肯悔改转头，神都赦免他。你说这是多么美好的事呢？
But one other theme, and that is the theme of the certainty of justice, certainty of judgment.
然后还有第四个主题，就是公义审判的必然性，审判一定会来。
Moses said to the tribe of Judah Reuben on one occasion, he said to them, be sure your sin will find you out. There's no way that God is not going to punish sin.
像摩西啊，对着犹太人说，你要知道你们的罪啊，最终会被神审判的，你没有什么是能逃脱神的审判之外的。
And so you read the stories, and sometimes it appears that somebody gets away with sin, but after a while, the sin catches up to him. All through the book of the Bible is the principle and the example. Judgment will come. It cannot be avoided. God must and will judge sin.
所以在圣经里经常出现这样的故事啊，就是你看，哎，某个人犯了罪，一下子可能逃脱了。好像没有什么特别的事情发生，但是在之后总是会被神的审判所追上啊，所以他一定不能够从神公义的审判里完全脱逃啊，这个是圣经反复出现的主题。
And some people say, well, I don't need to worry about that. I'll take my chances.
啊，有人会说，哎呀，我不想去想这事，我可以碰碰运气啊。
But the Bible says no, judgment is not possible or a possibility. Judgment is a certainty. There's no chance of avoiding the judgment of God.
所以圣经告诉我们的，这不是碰运气的事啊，不是一个可能，不是一个概率，审判是一个必然啊，就是因着罪而来的公义的审判是必然的。
God will execute judgment on all, including you and me, or he will forgive us. He's got no option. If we do not choose his forgiveness, then we must suffer his judgment.
所以我们有两个选择，我们或者是接受他的赦免，或者是我们一定要去必然的面对那即将未来的审判。所以这个就是最终的，神告诉我们的两个可能。
But the judgment can be avoided and will be avoided by repentance. We turn to God in repentance and he forgives our sins.
但神呢告诉我们可以避免呢， 他可以赦免我们的罪，只要我们转向他。所以并不是说公义的审判我们一定要去面对。
The Bible says that our God is faithful and just and will forgive us from all unrighteousness.
所以圣经说我们的神是公义的，他可以赦免我们一切的罪。
Interestingly enough, in the history of the kings, two of the worst kings in the Bible met repentance and forgiveness for their sins.
然后在圣经里呢，有两个非常有意思的人物啊，他们是两个非常邪恶的王，最终呢却都悔改了。
One was Ahab, the very wicked king, and he repented a very little, and God forgave him a very little.
一个呢是叫亚哈王，他呢悔改了一点点啊，神就让他看见一点点的祝福。
That particular forgiveness was simply that the judgment that was going to fall on his kingdom did not come when he was alive.
然后他的这一点悔改呢，使得神给他的审判，对他王国的这个审判没有发生在他这一代他活着的时候。
Manasseh was a more wicked king than that, and in prison, he repented, and God, in his mercy, gave him his kingdom back.
那第二个邪恶的王呢，叫马拿西，是南国的王，他比亚哈王更邪恶。但是呢，他被抓到监牢里去了以后呢，他悔改了，神就因此祝福他，且把王国还给
他。And each of us have got a story.And the story is either, were sinners and we repented and God forgave our sin, or our story is we're sinners and we haven't repented and the judgment of God must and will fall upon us.
所以我每个人都有一个故事，我们的故事版本或者是说呢，我是罪人，然后呢，我悔改了，神赦免了我的罪，或者呢，我是个罪人，但是我不愿意接受基督成为我的救主，那我只能自己去面对永恒的审判。
So I've told you before that there are 1500 pages in my Bible.
那我告诉你们呢，原来告诉过你们啊，我的圣经的页数一共有1500页。
All in English.
啊，都是英文的。
If I had a parallel version like some of you, there would be 3000 pages, 1500 in English.And 1500 in Chinese.
那有的人呢会用的是双语的圣经啊，那一半的英文一半的中文，那这个圣经的厚度呢就得要3000页了啊，一半中文一半英文。
Why so many pages and why is the story repeated over and over and over again?
那为什么写那么多篇幅，而且这个故事主题却一遍一遍的重复？
And probably three reasons why the story is repeated. First of all, one reason is the story is repeated lest we should say to God, we were never warned. He says, I've told you over and over and over again. You know.
那有三个原因啊，圣经主题总是重复啊。第一呢，就是神想要警告人，告诉人说我以前就早就告诉你了啊，我们就不可能再在神面前辩解说，哎呀，你没有告诉过我啊，我不知道啊，我没有受到警告。
And so he's repeated it so often that on judgment day, the words are in Romans chapter 3 verse 19, they are, every mouth will be stopped. There will be no excuse given to God for sin, because he's told us over and over, he's warned us.
所以就如同罗马书的3:19说的一样啊，就是我们在律法以下啊，就塞住个人的口啊，我们是不可能再在审判的时候说我不知道啊，你没跟我讲过，神已经警告了我们一遍又一遍。
And so the question is, why?Does he repeat it so often? Answer number two, so that we would fully understand his principles and his working in our lives.
那第二个原因呢，就是我们可以完全的相信，也明白他的 原则啊，他给我们的话，所以反复重复呢，可以让我们明白的更彻底。
Some people hear the story of the Bible in a sermon or in a few days, and they say that's interesting, but I don't understand.
比方说有人呢可能说，哎，我读了圣经很有意思，但是我不懂。
God says, I'm going to give you the whole Bible so that you will understand.
神说的，那我给你很厚一本圣经，里面主题是一直反复的，你总有一天会明白。
Remember, Isaiah says at the beginning of his delightful prophecy, he says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord.
就像以赛亚书里面以赛亚说的，神，他引用神的话，神说呢，你来，我们来，你起来，我们来辩论啊。
God is reasonable.
神是非常理性的。
God is understandable.
神是也可以理解，被理解。
So God expects us to use our brains, and he says, listen, I'm going to explain it all to you. I've got this little book here, 1500 pages, and I've written it so that you can understand.
所以神说呢，那你要，现在我给你这么厚一本书呢，然后你可以能明白，也可以不明白呢，跟我来辩论。
And so Isaiah picks up the theme, and in Isaiah 1:18, he begins, as I've mentioned, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. That's the first part.
那以赛亚书我们刚才引用的是以赛亚书一章的十八节啊，是前半段。以赛亚书一章十八节前半段，耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论。
And the question then is, reason about what? What is it that I want to understand? What is it that God wants to explain to me?
那问题是辩论什么呢？我要理解什么？或者说呢，神要给我什么？
And the answer is, though your sins be like scarlet, or though your sins be red and wrong, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
那就是一章十八节的后半段，这就是我们辩论的主题，就是我们的罪啊，虽像朱红啊，也必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
What is it the Bible wants us to understand? He wants us to understand that though we are sinners, we can be forgiven and we can be white as snow. Just like giving a dirty child a bath, Jesus is prepared to give us all the whiteness of a new forgiven life.
那圣经的主题就是告诉我们，虽然我们很肮脏啊，在罪中，但是神却可以因着耶稣赦免的恩典，使我们变得很白。就好比一个孩子，他身上很脏，你要给他全然洁净，变白。
Why does he keep telling us this over and over and over? And I think there are three reasons.
那他为什么反复讲这些主题一遍一遍呢？有三个原因。
Number one, that we can rest in the fact that the righteous God will accept us because Jesus died to forgive our sins. We can rest in that.
那第一呢，就是我们可以在圣经的这个耶稣为我们死了的这个世上，我们得着安息，知道神已经警告我了，我知道了。
Number two, the story is so good, we can rejoice in it.
第二呢，我们是会明白，然后因此而感到高兴、喜乐。
And number three, the story is so good, we have hope because of it.
那第三呢，就是我们因着这故事呢，可以有极大的盼望。
The psalmist said that the Lord is so good, he takes pleasure in those who hope in his mercy.
神是喜悦那一切寻求他的人啊，盼望他怜悯盼望他怜悯的人。
So God looks down from heaven at all of us and all of the other people, and he says, which one am I happy with?
那神看见很多的人，他会说，哎，我到底喜欢哪一个呢？
The answer is, he is happy with those who hope in his mercy. What a wonderful truth.
那他就是 喜悦那一切盼望他怜悯的人盼望他长久的
so much that he says he is rejoicing in those who never sin because we have all sinned.
那因为我们都是罪人所以他不可能在地上找到一个没有罪的人
But God says I take great pleasure in those who believe me to the point where they hope in the mercy that I have through Jesus that they can be forgiven and accepted in heaven.
所以神就非常喜悦那些一直等候他怜悯等候耶稣基督的救恩能够与神一起在天堂同住的像这样的人这就是蒙神喜悦的人。
All right, well our time is more than gone. Let's have a word of prayer and long will carry on.
我们今天前半段的查考呢就先到这儿我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the themes of the Bible.
主啊我们要如此感恩为了圣经的主题。
And we're thankful that though we sinned and departed, we can return to our God who loves us.
即便我们犯罪而且远离但我们可以转向神因为他爱我们。
And because Jesus died, we can be forgiven.
因为耶稣死了我们就可以得赦免。
We thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢神。
And we pray that every one of us will say, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you. And I thank you for taking away my sins because of my simple faith in Jesus Christ.
主啊我们要说我们要感谢您因为您愿意赦免我们单单凭着我们在基督里的信心。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.